The Louisiana Association of Business and Industry says the state is making great strides toward economic competitiveness. In 2023, the group released its LA-driven strategic plan, outlining a series of goals to achieve by 2030. President and CEO Will Green says Louisiana now ranks 24th in the country in both job creation and wage growth, far exceeding their original goals well ahead of schedule.
We have made significant strides in strengthening job creation and in accelerating wage growth. In just 2 years, we've already reached the middle third in both of those goals.
A House committee begins hearings today on Governor Landry's spending plan for the next fiscal year. The governor's office is seeking an $82 million increase in state funding for its corrections department as the prison population has grown. Appropriations Chair Jack McFarland.
To rehabilitate them and have them prepared to come back into society and not end up in the DOC, that does take a lot of effort and a lot of tax dollars.
The Office of Juvenile Justice is also seeking a $28 million increase as Louisiana's juvenile justice system is incarcerating more youth offenders. $15 million would be used to open a new youth prison in Vernon Parish. A rare celestial event to tell you about. From tonight into the early hours of tomorrow, residents in many states, including ours, will be able to see both the moon and the sun at the same time. It's the last chance to spot a total lunar eclipse until New Year's Eve 2028. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.